Well, welcome to the Orange Kids Podcast, where we talk about the big ideas of kids ministry and discuss practical solutions to our week-to-week challenges. My name is Gina McLean, and I'm here with my friend Mike.
Hi, Gina.
How are you, Mike Clear?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you well?
I'm well. I'm giddy. I'm giddy and well.
That's not your giddy voice. We need to work on your giddy voice.
It was almost creepy voice.
It was a little creepy. There was some creepy in there. That's fine.
I'll work on it. I'll do better.
Thank you. You know what? We are actually missing one of our cohorts.
Still?
I know we've got
this is episode three.
Yeah.
I promise Kellen is coming back.
Yeah, I'm already missing him.
I am missing him.
There's a lot more leg room in this room.
There's more leg room, but there's less ditty than more leg room.
There's a lot less ditty. I draw the line at ditty. That's Kellen's job. Yeah, Kellen is away. He is not with us this week, but he will be back soon, so we look forward to that. But we do have a special guest with us today, and I want to introduce to you guys Kevin Litton. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Really good. Really good. We are actually very comfortable in a nice room that is, you know, has climate control and all the things, and you, Kevin, are sitting in the car.
That's right. That's right. We've been camping, so we're out in the mountains a little bit.
No kidding. I wish our audience could, our viewing audience, our listening audience, they're not viewing, are they?
They're not viewing. Well, if they are, it's awkward. I've been doing some questionable things.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Kevin is in the backseat of a car with a sweatshirt. He's got a toboggan. He's sweaty. He's on family vacation, and he's taking time away from that to be with us on this podcast. So thank you, Kevin. Thank your family. And we're looking forward to it.
Glad to be here. Smell like a campfire.
Smelling like a campfire. That's great. Well, listen, why don't you take a minute and Kevin and share a little bit about yourself so the audience can learn who you are.
Sure. I am a global kids pastor at Liberty Alive Church, and we know it as Hampton Roads, Virginia area. You may know it as Virginia Beach and that whole area there. We are a multi-site church with 5 campuses, with a 6th campus about to open up as well next year. So we are rocking and rolling and having a great time doing it.
Yeah, sounds like it. That sounds like a full plate is what it sounds like.
A global children's pastor.
It sounds so important and weighty.
Hope you're paid a global salary because that just feels like a big job. Just saying.
It's fun. It's fun.
I like it. I'm going to be called it.
You want the
title? I want to be called the Global Orange Kids Podcast co-host.
Global Orange Kids Podcast. That's a mouthful.
Something.
You know what? We could turn those into letters at the end of your
name. We're going to have to abbreviate that. We'll work on that.
That'll fit on a business.
At the end of the episode, I'll have a solution.
We'll work on it.
I like it.
Well, Kevin, we're pretty excited about this conversation because we're going to dive into what I think feels like one of the biggest moving targets that we have in kids ministry, and that's partnering with parents.
Right.
As ministry leaders, if we were to sit down and over a cup of coffee, which honestly would be my preference, if we got to sit down over a cup of coffee and just talk about ministry and get really real about the challenges of kids ministry, partnering with parents is always going to be one of those things that is a big challenge. And we are excited to learn from you about some of the things you've learned along the way as it relates to partnering with parents, some of the things you've learned that work well, some of the things that you've learned that don't work great. And so that's where we want to target our conversation today. So Kevin, why don't we start here? When it comes to partnering with parents, what do you think is, in your opinion, what do you think are some of the most important components to have in place in order to partner with parents well?
Well, I would say number one, do the simple things at first. You know, when it comes to handing out, parent cues, sheets, that kind of thing, just to put things in parents' hands. Those, practically speaking, those are the simple things to do. And I would also say, while I think those are extremely important, I think those only go so far when it comes to partnering with parents. You know, it's kind of like when you're walking down the hallway and you pass someone and you just say, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" You don't typically really expect a long drawn out answer. It's kind of one of those surface conversations.
Sure.
So the parent cue sheet can feel like that it's more of the surface. We want to inform you, parent, on what we're teaching your children at church.
Yeah.
And here's maybe a question you can do, and those are absolutely good, and we should absolutely always do those things. Mm-hmm. But I would also say that when it comes to partnering with parents, I love the theme of the Orange Conference this past year of it's personal, because when it comes to really partnering with a parent, the front lines is your small group leaders. Mm. And so we've got to do whatever it takes to put them in a position to be able to actually partner with the parents.
That's really good. So
I love that.
So you referenced parent cues as just that easy, simple, put something in their hands that tells them tells a parent, here's what we're talking about. You know, here's what your child is being taught when you drop them off in our environment. And I know, you know, not everyone listening uses orange content, which if they used orange content, parent cue is a familiar term. But a lot of content providers have a tool that comes with their curriculum mm-hmm. that is a synopsis of what's being taught. So you can put that in the hands of parents and it gives them an idea of what's being taught. But I think what's valuable about what you're saying, Kevin, is it can't stop there. Because I know for me as a ministry leader, I've got a printing budget and my printing budget is the one I want to reevaluate every year because of how much money it costs to print something that is full color, that looks appealing, that I hope that a parent is going to read.
Right.
And yet, honestly, when I pass by the trash can on Sunday afternoon and I notice, oh, there's yeah. all those parent tools that I handed out and they just landed in the trash can. That's wonderful. So it can't stop there.
It can't stop there. And I feel like even with all the great resources, whatever curriculum you use, mm-hmm. I feel like when you hand them to parents, it's more speaking at you as opposed to you. What Kevin said is like attaching it to a relationship.
That's good.
With yeah. a small group leader, it just takes on a different meaning as opposed to like, here's your sheet, here's your thing, here's what you should be doing, as opposed to connecting that with a relationship with someone yeah. who knows their kids. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Right.
So you would say that the next most important thing to do, you can't stop there, but we need to go a little bit further and say putting a small group leader in the life of each of your kids is a pivotal way of partnering.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, because I can't as a kids pastor, mm-hmm. and even we're a multi-site church. So, you know, even our local staff that we have at each campus, there's no way that they can have the capacity to form meaningful relationships with every parent themselves. Mm. And so we have to figure out a way to make it a bit more applicable to our each location so that they can actually have their group leaders, you know, have this actual small group mm-hmm. to actually be able to invest and reach out and partner with that parent.
It's really good. I mean, because even for, you know, for a ministry leader with their kids, there's no way. Yeah, there's no way that we could have a meaningful connection with the child, with all of the kids that kind of walk through our doors, and even more so with their parents. So employing the small group leader in that way. I mean, it sounds like a great idea. And mm-hmm. so let's say talking to that ministry leader who would say, okay, I've got small group leaders. Some of them who are listening might call them Sunday school teachers, right? They volunteers who work directly with kids, right? Just yeah. to make sure that we're hitting that target. If we're wanting to help a small group leader connect well with a parent, then what does that look like? Like, how do you equip a small group leader to do that, to make that connection?
That's a great question. That's the age-old question of how you get right. to do that. But also, I think they've got to understand the why behind it, number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if they don't understand the significance of that partnership, then it's never going to happen in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so we've implemented something, I think, Gina, you and I have talked about before, something called a group leader starter kit.
Yeah.
So whenever we recruit and are putting a new leader in place, in order to orientate them, we use this group starter kit, kind of like group leader in a box is what mm-hmm. we really call it, actually. And so if you think of any kind of baking anything in the box, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, whether it's brownies or
brownies,
you know, cookies or cake or whatever it is, you take the ingredients
yeah.
and you put them in in the bowl, and it walks you right through, tells you step by step what to do to make those things good. And hopefully you can follow those instructions to make good cookies. But with a group leader, we want them to be able to do that. We want to be able to get down to the nitty gritty, down to the practical points of what can they do and how can they do it in a way. Because, you know, I think we often get frustrated as ministry leaders when we see parents not reciprocating, you know, the idea of partnering with us.
Yeah.
But you know, I've got three kids myself, 9, 7, and almost 5-year-old in my family, and I know how busy we are as a family. And so if a leader's going to get frustrated at me as a parent, mm-hmm. they need to understand how busy I am as a parent, how busy my wife is as a parent, and all the things we have going on in our life. And so,
yeah.
but in thinking about that, we have to also understand as ministry leaders that our group leaders, many of them are parents. Most of them have busy lives as well. And for us to expect them to do all these different things throughout the week to reach out to parents is difficult. And then it can be frustrating because we think they don't get it.
Yeah.
When that may not be the case. It may just be that we're not putting them in a position to partner with the parent in the best way. So we use this kit. Mm-hmm. And so basically in this kit, we hand them our ministry t-shirt. So they get a t-shirt right off the bat. Mm-hmm. We give them a little one sheet, like a half sheet page. Like it says, what is orange? So basically talks about the orange strategy with the church partnering with the home and, you know, what can take place there. And then there's also a little booklet of the 5 Lead Small principles from the Lead Small book. I think we got that from the Go Weekly website as well. Mm-hmm. And then also in that packet, there is the book, A New Kind of Leader. It's a very short read written by Reggie Joyner that we give them so that they can kind of get a better understanding of everything. Mm-hmm. Also in that packet, though, we give them what's called a Getting Started Checklist. And so we want them to know, here are the practical things. If you are to do these few simple things just to get started as a leader, you're going to be set up for success. From connecting with kids, but yeah, most of it is connecting with parents.
Yeah.
Because we know that's where the big impact is going to take place. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So on that Getting Started Checklist, all the things on the checklist relate back to the 5 principles of Lead Small. So it may be, you know, be present. It may be a set of reminders in your phone to send out birthday cards, you know, once a month, something like that. That may be one of the simple practical things they can do to be present in a kid's life. Mm-hmm. But we also give them in that starter kit a pack of 10 birthday cards as well. So they already have those cards ready to go. We hand that out. We also put in there one of the Just a Phase trifold pamphlets, depending on whatever mm-hmm. age or grade that group leader is going to be leading. If it's, say, second grade, we'll give them a trifold second grade phase pamphlet so they can learn more about mm-hmm. that particular age or grade kid as they get started. So we sit down with those leaders when we start off with this kit, and we walk them through it. Instead of just bringing them to some big orientation training type thing where they may or may not listen to us, we sit down one-on-one with every leader so that they understand in a better way, and we make sure they hear it because we're there face-to-face with them.
Yeah. I love the practical nature of that. You're putting tools in their hands. You're giving them direction for how to use it. Yeah. You're giving them vision as to why they want to use it. And I mean, it just in every way that it equips a small group leader well to not just connect with their kid, but to connect with the parents as well.
Yeah. I think it's great. And if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I can't put all those things mm-hmm. in a box. Yeah. I can't afford a box. So maybe you're there. But I, hearing what Kevin's saying, it's like I'm putting in there the why. I'm putting in there the how. Yeah. I'm putting in there. So whatever that looks like for you, whether it's a book you can buy or a pamphlet or all those things that which are great resources, but mm-hmm. not necessary. But those are the things that he's chosen to do that. So I love the whole idea is like we're casting the vision and we're giving you the practical how, why, and what you go and do kind of a thing. So can we talk about some of those practical things, like just beyond the t-shirt, beyond the literature that you've given them, Kevin, what are some practical, like here's some things you can do just to get started when it comes to partnering with the parents of the kids in your small group?
Yeah. So one of the things is that we tell them to do is to create a closed Facebook parent group. That's one simple way so that they can easily communicate, easily send out a message here and there. One of the things on the checklist is actually read your weekly leader email.
Yeah, that's a great task.
Because it's a very important thing. Because on the email that we send out weekly, but we put just a 3-point Lead Small checklist in that email as well each week to practically say, we'll even say, be present with a colon and then, send 3 text messages this week to 3 parents, just like that.
Yep.
One of them always says, I'll say this, always says, make it personal. And then it says, read, and it has the passage of scripture that we're teaching through and leading through that very Sunday, things like that. But also on that beginning checklist, that getting started checklist, it's the thing about reminding yourself to put a calendar reminder in your phone about doing these different things so that you can have those simple reminders throughout the year mm-hmm. to do that. We put a checklist on there to plan one outing as a group.
Yeah.
Maybe it's around Christmas time. Maybe it's around Thanksgiving or something to go do a serving thing together and invite families to come. And so they're all little, they're really simple things that you can put into practice that don't really take a lot of planning per se, just picking a date and say, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Kevin, what would you say are the results that you've seen what stories could you share that are direct result of this?
Sure. Now, I'd be lying if I said every leader gets it and every leader is doing all these things and every leader is putting it into practice.
Sure, I get it. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I know.
Wait, what? You don't have 100% participation.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody gets it. But, what we are seeing is more and more of leaders. I really tell leaders, if you were to do even half the things on this Getting Started checklist, you're going to be set up to win.
Yeah.
And so we see more and more leaders putting those things in place. We've seen leaders planning group parties and, doing outings. I've seen more leaders going to ball games and recitals. Mm-hmm. One story I can tell you is we had a leader. She's a great leader. She's actually really good looking too. She's my wife.
That's good, because I was like, oh, that's interesting.
That was almost not appropriate for the global pastor to talk about.
So she's one of our, she's been one of our best leaders, and which I love about her, one of the many things. But yeah. There's one story where she actually reached out to a family to find out when she could come to, she found out one of her, the girls in her group, her name was Shelby, went, she played in the orchestra at her school. And so she found out she had a recital coming up. So she reached out to the parents to say, when's this recital going to be? I'd love to come. And so she ended up meeting them in the parents in the foyer of the recital. They went and sat together on the second row, I believe it was. And she described it as when she sat down on the second row and the orchestra came out on the stage, she saw Shelby sitting on the front row, and she just locked eyes with my wife and saw her sitting there. And she had this, like, you know, embarrassed yet proud look on her face because her leader was there. And so after the orchestra, she got a chance to talk with the parents a lot more as they waited on the girl to finish, to come on out and meet them. And, you know, a whole relationship started there with those parents at that point.
Yeah.
The parents were reaching out, sending emails about things they had connected on, about run, that my wife likes to run. And so, you know, they all ran races. They even ran a race together as a family when she went with them. Mm. The really cool thing over time, though, make a long story short, the mom reached out to my wife and said, hey, Shelby is going through some tough stuff right now. Would you be willing to meet with her once a month after church? And I'll pay for it if you would take her to lunch.
Wow.
So through that partnership, the mom is actually reaching out to the group leader to say, I need you in my kid's life. Mm. And so the dad, a few months later, found out he had throat cancer. And she went over to their house one day and spent the whole day with the girl to make freezer meals for the family. But when they found out he had cancer, they actually called her to say, would you mind coming over here? We haven't told the kids about this yet. It's going to be a tough time in our family. Mm. Would you be here for us while we tell the kids?
Wow.
And she's like, first she was like, I don't know if I can do that. That's kind of like a family thing. But then she said, immediately hit me. This is exactly what we want to do. This is exactly what we should be doing. Mm. This is exactly, as a group leader, this girl is my ministry. Mm-hmm. And I need to be here for this family and for her as a result. And so that's one story. We've seen many more things happen in that kind of sense. But when you do the things to just put these simple things into practice, it really makes a huge, huge difference in a family's life. If you could really kind of break that barrier.
Yeah. You know, it starts with the most simple and overlooked thing that most people miss when it comes to the leaders and the parents is you make an initial connection.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's as simple as Sunday morning drop off or pickup to say, hi, I'm Mike and I'm your kid's small group leader. Here's what that means, that I'm here for you. And so you're making that initial connection, and then you're just giving them access to you. And Kevin, you guys take it to the point of like a private Facebook group where, hey, feel free to jump on in there. Any questions I can help with or this and that. Here's my phone number. Text me if you ever like. It's just that simple step. Everything that Kevin just said, like the story you just shared with your wife and that whole thing, it all started with a connection that grew over time,
right.
You know? And I think most people can fly right by that and just say, tell me the program. What do I need to do? And it's you got to set it up for your leaders to connect with parents. Now, Sunday mornings, as we know, may or may not be the best time to do that because it is like a NASCAR pit stop. It's vroom, vroom, vroom. We're in and we're out. But what if as a ministry leader, you decided to one night a year or two nights a year where you kick off your ministry year and have an open house per se where parents can come and meet the small group leaders for their kids that year where they can hang out for a few minutes and have some snacks and just get to know each other, exchange contact information, and just that. And then you're off to the races to see kind of what happens.
Right. So. It's funny, as you were sharing that story, Kevin, initially what I wanted to say was I wanted to go back to why, you know, because what you described with that starter kit and how you so intentionally walk new small group leaders through that, it's fascinating. And then there's a part of me that's like, as a ministry leader, I've got a lot on my plate. Why would I do that? And yet you answered that question with that story. Why? Because a small group leader, when we choose well, we're recruiting small group leaders who want to make an impact in a kid's life, you know? And just that simple starter kit that created a connection led to a deep impact that, I mean, I can't imagine that relationship is going to end anytime soon. Yeah. You know?
And I love what you said, Kevin, as far as, again, whatever you put in a box that you give to walk your leaders through that. You said you don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
Just Do something.
Do something.
Do something, because in doing something with just one or two things, you'll do more in that, as opposed to saying, well, I don't want to do it till I can do everything. And until I can't do everything, I'm not going to do nothing. And then.
Yeah. No, don't let it stop you. Just do a few things and you're still going to win. I think that's an important thing to note. Man, that's good.
It's good. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's, I would say, and what Kevin's sharing here today, the best way to partner with a parent isn't through your printable handout thing. It's not through an app. It's not through an event. It's not through any of that. It is through a relationship.
Yeah.
And it is through the relationship of someone who knows their kid. That is going to be your small group leader. Mm-hmm. And I, as a parent myself, Kevin, you were saying, you know, families are busy. You're right. We are. We're all busy, right?
Yeah.
And my church does a great job at trying to partner with me through emails, through resources, and they have stuff left and right. I get a lot of those emails, but because I'm busy, a lot of those emails just go in the trash. Not because I'm against my church or please don't stop, you know, stop pestering me. It's just I don't have time. I don't have time. I need just the essentials. But every once in a while, when my kid's small group leader reaches out to me, either via text or either via email, you best believe like I am fully engaged in that email because I am for anybody who is for my child.
Yeah.
And that's with teachers and that's with coaches, but that's especially true with someone who is for my child in the spiritual sense to help them do that. So I feel like you want to connect with parents, you do that through your small group leaders. And so as ministry leaders, we've got to figure out what's the best way to set them up to do that. And I think, Kevin, a lot of stuff you shared today is just, it's great.
I agree. It's really good.
I've even heard one of our leaders say that there's been a couple kids that they've reached out to the parents and their parents don't reciprocate and they'll respond. And we've tried to tell them, don't let that discourage you.
Oh, wow.
Because one of them in particular has three daughters. And I said, you know how busy you are as a family.
Yep.
So don't take it personal. And I promise you, if you continue to press through and you endure and keep going and keep reaching out, eventually they're going to respond. And they're going to respond when they need it, especially.
Yeah.
So keep going. Keep pushing through.
Because that is huge.
That is so huge. Because
when they need it.
Yeah. And they may never need it when things are going great.
No.
But I promise you, when it hits the fan and things go south,
they need it.
They're going to remember, you know what? Mm-hmm. There was that person who keeps sending me stuff. Like, I know who I need to reach out to. Especially if they're not involved in your local church as a whole. Mm-hmm. But they know that there's this, my kid goes to that church, but there's this person. They're going to reach out.
Yeah.
Promise you they will.
Tom Shifshunas always says when you show up in a time when you don't have to, it changes the nature of the relationship, right? And so when a small group leader shows up at a time they don't have to, it communicates something completely different. It says, you matter to me. And, you know, I always say, you know, when it comes to parent resources, when it comes to parent connections, it's like lost and found. I'm not looking for the lost and found until I've lost something. And then suddenly it's urgent that I find the lost and found.
Right.
If you're showing up regularly, if you're showing up in my life to let me know you care, in the time when I need it the most, that's the lifeline I'm reaching out to.
Yep.
It's huge.
And some people might be frightened by that. It's like, you know, oh, when if there's, you know, the story you shared, Kevin, with the dad getting throat cancer, or I know Chef Shunas, he shares a story about a kid in their ministry lost a parent, and he went over there as the pastor to kind of help give comfort, and the small group leader was already there because they called them to do that. Now, that might sound intimidating to be like, oh, I don't know if I want to sign up for this because, like, I don't have all the answers and I don't know what to say and what to do. But as a small group leader, you're really not there to give them any answers. You're there just to be an ear to listen, somebody to cry with, to hold a hand, or to be able to point them to a resource. So when things go south in their family, it's like, I don't have the answers, but let me point you to, you know, this blog, this podcast, this person, this, you know, counseling center, this whatever. Like, you're just there to help, be a guide.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're also not there to parent.
Ugh.
I think we've had a leader recently say,
hello.
I'm not really sure how to do this because I'm not a parent. And she was like, she's either in college or just out of college.
Yeah.
And we said, well, you know, it's not about being another parent. This is about being present for them so that you can build their relationships and be there to help and be there to assist, be there to just pray for, and reach out and just be present in their life.
Yeah. Oh, that's such good advice because it takes the pressure off, right?
Right.
You don't have to have all the solutions. I think that's the thing, that the key to communicate to small group leaders. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have, you really don't have to have many of them. You just need to be present, just show up and to
show
be
them,
with them.
To show them the love of God.
Yep.
Like, you know, like my daughter is 9 years old She's in third grade. Her two small group leaders are two high school girls, two juniors in high school, Natalie and Northy. They're not theologians, you know, and but they are two girls who are passionately in love with Jesus. And my daughter thinks they are everything to do that. And I am for those girls because they are for my daughter. And I know my daughter is going to probably maybe not, she's at that age where she's not going to share like, and here's things I'm struggling with at home that I won't tell my parents. Yeah. But she tells us everything, but she sees an example in their life because these girls are going, they go on a mission trip every summer and they're going to retreats. They're serving their community. And I'm just like, see these girls, see how they love God. You need to be like these girls because they love God. And I'm for those girls. So again, going back to the, you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to know all the stuff. You don't even like, again, I think it's so, so incredibly important to have those people in their lives.
And we could go on for a long time on this topic. There's a lot to cover here.
There's a lot. There's a lot. But what I want listeners to hear is just all the practical ways. Yeah. And again, I love the intentionality of the box that you guys do, Kevin, but I just think there's, again, setting up the initial connection, leveraging technology to connect them, and then just being there as a resource for the parents too, whether it's an audible, encouraging voice to say, you can do it. We believe in you. I'm here if you need me. I'm praying for you. By the way, here's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Here's a question you can ask your kids. You know, like it's those simple things, which it doesn't require any more budget dollars. No. Doesn't require a lot of your time. It's just being strategic with that opportunity.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kevin, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for taking time away from your family on vacation.
Enjoyed it.
To get to share about your experiences. This has been really, really beneficial. Been great.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, if you loved what you heard and you want to hear more, then here's what you can do. You can subscribe to this podcast. You can do that through the app through which you listen to the podcast. And if you would, after you subscribe, would you leave us a rating? Because ratings really do matter. They actually help to spread the word about the podcast. If you were listening to this podcast and you said, I've got somebody who needs to listen to this, then would you just share it with a friend so that they can listen to it as well? And if you want some more information, here's where you can go. You can go to our website at orangekidmen.com, where you can get some more information about the podcast and even see some additional links to some resources that might have been mentioned in this podcast. Mike, I'm just so sad that we're not going to be able to pitch to Kellen at this point for a little ditty. Are you willing to do a ditty for us?
Here we go. If you're at the church or you're in the mountains like Kevin, you can partner with parents. It doesn't take 11 steps. It just takes one. Just make the connection and you'll do great.
I don't know. I'm impressed.
That was impressive.
We need Kellen back.
We do need Kellen back. Kellen, please come back.
All right, you guys. Take care. See you next time.